Open hearings have started on impeachment. The issue, whether President Donald Trump violated the oath of office by pressuring the Ukrainian government for political gain. The topic is taking over airwaves and newspapers and finding its way into conversations around the country. Support for impeachment is growing in Wisconsin, according to the most recent Marquette poll released in late October. WUWM's Mayan Silver asked people in southeastern Wisconsin to weigh in.
I spoke with Ron Kirsch of Kenosha about impeachment while he was waiting in line to hear Vice President Mike Pence speak in Racine County in October. He says he's supportive of the president.
We have people that are doing impeachment proceedings that are bogus, and we need to have some real actual work that we pay these people to do get taken care of.
By these people, he meant congressional Democrats. Some Republicans used President Trump's language and called the proceedings a witch hunt. Peter Schwalbe said one thing he likes about Trump is that he's a wheeler and dealer, including in his diplomacy with Ukraine.
He would have gotten something in return for what he was trying to do there.
Other people at the event thought the president has good cause to investigate the role of Democrats in 2016 election interference. Weeks later, as open hearings started, Scott Kuhn of Cedarburg says he's not following impeachment closely, but it's made him more politically active.
I'm donating more money to Trump.
I caught Bill Curtis, also of Cedarburg, as open proceedings were starting. He voted for Trump and says at this point he will vote for him again. He says Democrats are being abusive in their power, but the efforts aren't necessarily lighting a political fire under him, friends, and family.
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, most of us are working. We just want to get on with our lives, and we don't see the real reason for it right now. Now, if something comes out that changes that, maybe. But right now, I think most people I know are just, you know, trying to live their lives and don't see really the point of it right now.
Polling in October showed huge partisan splits on impeachment and removal, with 92% of Republicans not supporting it and 88% of Democrats supporting it. Like the poll showed, Democrats I spoke with definitely supported it. Joanne Ferber, a Democrat from Mequon, says she's watching the proceedings closely.
No one is above the law. And it seems like, you know, originally when he said he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, it seems that it's true that everyone in the Republican Party, and especially in the Senate, defends him constantly, no matter what the issue is.
She says it's important for the public to hear from the sources about what actually happened. And she trusts those sources.
The people that are testifying have great credibility and have been in public service for a very long time. And I do not think that they would jeopardize their careers for lying or for not stating what exactly happened.
What happens with impeachment is not changing many Democratic or Republican minds. But there are people whose political decisions may be affected by the proceedings. Rob Machado is a political science TA and grad student at UWM. He says he refused to vote in 2012 and 2016 because he didn't want to be forced to participate in a system where his individual vote doesn't matter. But he says reading the transcript of the telephone call between Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky has changed his mind.
Whereas before I was planning on remaining apathetic, or I would pretty much always show up to vote, but I would purposely abstain from filling it in or write in somebody I know's name or something like that. Depending on who the Democrats nominate, I would now vote against Trump, which before the Ukraine thing, that wasn't the case.
Machado says allowing Trump to get away with this would set a very bad precedent. Other voters say the impeachment proceedings don't mean much to them. Daryl Pate has a barbershop in the Sherman Phoenix.
Nah, you know what gets me politically active? The Democratic National Convention that's coming to Milwaukee.
Pate says it will bring millions to the area, and he's going to mobilize about anything that's going to bring food to his family and his community. He says for him, that's more often local elections. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.